It's the Nicole Kurt Show at 88.5, and Julie Mintz is in studio. Welcome. Good to see you.
Hi, good to see you.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Who do you have in the studio with you?
I have my friend David Yurkovich.
Welcome, David.
Thank you.
Great new album, Abandon All Hope of Fruition, that came out at the end of last year. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but first of all, you're going to play a couple of songs for us. What are you going to start with?
Yeah, we're going to start with Bow and Arrow.
All right, it's Julie Mintz on the Nicole Kurt Show.
Clear to see this is a child's game. I have to keep my distance, 'cause you only want the chase. Do you love me, or the idea of me when I'm far away? It's when you take your aim, 'cause you and I are a bow and arrow. The closer I pull you, the further you fly. You and I are a bow and arrow. The closer I pull you, the further you fly. Crazy, but when I answer right away, it always leaves you hanging. Every time I wanna say goodbye, you show up at my doorstep begging to know why. 'Cause you and I, Wildflowers next. On some little weathered wildflowers along the road, they smell like mama's perfume and borrowed. They cling to the dirt. They sing to the birds. flowers in the bars. You can see them down on Sunset, chasing stars. Don't be surprised to see her eyes. Pain is smoky as the night. Take her home, she's so.
It's 88.5, Nick Harcourt, your host, and live in studio, a bit of a treat for us this morning. We don't do live sessions that often. Julie Mintz is here. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The first two songs, tell us what they were again. Wildflower and...
The first one was Bow and Arrow.
Bow and Arrow. And are they both on this new album?
Yeah, they're both on Abandon All Hope of Fruition.
Okay, so that came out about 6 months or so ago, and we've been playing a couple of songs here, and people have been liking it, which is always good good to hear, right?
That's nice, yeah.
But you and I first met probably 3 or 4 years or so ago with your friend Moby, and we'll talk about him a little bit later on. But let's go back a little bit to the beginnings of your story. You've been in L.A. a few years, obviously. But you grew up in Corpus Christi, right?
Yes, in Texas.
So what kind of kid were you? What was that like?
Well, I'm Jewish, so it was kind of unusual to grow up in the body of Christ, Texas.
Yeah, must have been.
And my first job was working in a cemetery and funeral home.
Yeah, I read this and dig into that a little bit for us. So you were driving the hearse, right?
Yes, but also like I'm from Texas, you know, so like football and cheerleading is our religion. Mm-hmm. So I was a cheerleader in high school, and I would go from cheerleading practice to my after school job. So you have to imagine me in my cheerleading uniform driving the hearse
with somebody in the back.
Yes,
I used to know somebody many years ago when I lived in Australia. A girl whose father was an undertaker, and he would come around to pick her up or whatever, and he'd say, "I can't stay long. I got somebody in the back." It was so weird. So anyway, that's a strange job. But before that, when did you start getting involved in music? You took classical piano lessons, right?
Yes, I took piano lessons all growing up. I sang in choir. I just always loved singing and making up songs, but I definitely didn't think I would do it for a career.
No, I mean, you went to school and tell us what you did at school.
I went to college. I studied neuroscience in college. Uh-huh. And I thought I was going to go to medical school, but I got like really depressed when I was working in a hospital, and I thought, oh, I think I should go back to being creative and writing songs.
So once you made that decision, did you decide that that was now going to be a full-time thing? I mean, did you figure, okay, so this is what I'm going to do now? Or was it just, this is too heavy, let me create? I mean, how did it work out for you?
No, I mean, I moved to Los Angeles and I thought, okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to do this. And so I was living here and writing songs in my bedroom. And then, but, you know, luckily because I was good at school, I was tutoring kids in math and English.
So you're able to make a living.
Yeah.
Unlike most musicians in Los Angeles.
But, you know, still just like writing my little songs. And I have really bad stage fright. So I didn't really want to go out and play shows. I more just liked writing songs by myself that I didn't have to play for anyone.
Now, I know you're not playing guitar for us this morning, but you play guitar as well. Do you write on piano or on guitar?
I like writing on guitar better. I think maybe because of the way I grew up playing classical music, it didn't translate as well to my mind about how to write songs on piano. I do write on piano now, but I really like to write on guitar.
What do you write about?
I mostly write about, I would say, like the sad things that trouble my mind.
Uh-huh. Is there a thread that sort of, the common thread if we listen to all of the songs? I know you did an EP a few years ago as well, which I think was the first thing I heard from you.
Yeah.
Is there a thread? Does that sort of flow through the songs?
Yeah, well, I titled it Abandon All Hope of Fruition, which is actually a Buddhist sort of mind training technique that's about like letting go of your future hope of how you want things to turn out, to just sort of be okay with where you are now. And I feel like all of my songs have like a lot of longing in them, like longing for things that I want that I don't have. So that's definitely the thread, I would say. So that's sort of why the title ties in. It's like a reminder to myself.
You know, whenever a songwriter is bashing away in their bedroom writing songs and hoping, I guess, that at some point somebody will hear them, usually performing is a part of that. And as you said, that, you know, you didn't really want to do that. So how did you come to become a member of Moby's band, where you have to perform and have performed in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people?
Yeah. But that's actually been really great for me because I don't have to be the center of attention. So I get to perform and be on stage and do the thing I love, but sort of like, you know, as a backup singer off to the side. But it's such an LA story because Moby and I both lived in Beechwood Canyon. I was just his across the street neighbor, and we met at a party and we just became friends and would like do yoga and drink tea together. Which is so, it's very Southern California. And then he knew that I was a singer. And one day he just said, oh, hey, I'm going to be on the Tonight Show next week. Could you sing backup for me?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I fell out of my chair. But I acted really cool. And I just said, sure.
Sure, why not?
And then I screamed and called my mom.
Right. And then obviously from that, you've become an integral part of his performances. Not that he performs that often these days, but you're friends, obviously. And as you said, you drink yoga and drink tea together. It's a very 21st century LA hippie.
It is.
Really.
And then he produced some of the songs on this album. And David, who's playing guitar, produced some of the songs.
So as I said, we first met probably 3 or 4 years ago. And I think you had an EP at that time. How did this collection of songs come about? And you said that both David and Moby helped you see it through to, there was some kind of fruition there, obviously, getting the album done. How did you approach it? How long did it take? Where did you record it?
We recorded a lot of it at David's studio at Balboa, which is in Echo Park. No.
Glassell Park. Close enough.
Yeah. And
some park.
It was really just like taking the songs that I had written by myself and with the help of David and Moby kind of going through them and seeing which ones we felt like went together and just getting our friends together to play on them. I feel like it came together pretty easily once we put our minds to it.
Now, you put it out at the end of last year, I know. And interestingly enough, you know, albums and songs have lives of their own, don't they? Sometimes they come out and everybody hears about it, and then sometimes they're a slow burn. And I've been noticing in the last few months, because I, you know, I follow you on Instagram, and I have seen more and more press attention. It doesn't help, obviously, that your pal is, it doesn't hurt, I should say, that your pal is Moby. How are you dealing with being in the spotlight now and getting that kind of attention?
I'd say it's a double-edged sword because I really care about my music and I do want people to hear it, but I still do have like that part of me that's shy and has a lot of anxiety. Like I woke up at 5 a.m. and I was like, oh my God, I have to go on the radio and sing my songs with Nick. But then I think that if I was just at home and nobody wanted to hear my songs, I'd be depressed. So it's like, what would you rather be, depressed or anxious? I really don't know.
I don't know. It's a good question. I have no idea.
I'll save it for Thursday when I see my therapist.
Yeah, yeah. Stick with the Buddhist approach, I think, on that one.
Yeah.
Try and stay in the middle. That's so tough, right? Am I up? Am I down? Stay in the middle. But then I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
So listen, thank you for coming in and giving us just a little... little bit of your story and a little taste of the music. Before we go to the last song, which is going to take us out, what is coming up for you now? What is coming up in the immediate future months and you know, this year?
I am working on another single, a new single with Moby, which I'm excited about. So yeah, I'm just working on new music. I think that Abandon All Hope of Fruition is out. I hope people keep listening to it, but you know, I've let it go.
It's out there.
Yeah.
On to the next thing.
Yeah.
So thanks again. What are you going to wrap up with for us today?
We're going to do Wanna Feel Wanted Live, which I know you already played.
I love this song.
The album version earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Okay. Julie Mintz, David, thanks for coming in
as well. Thank you.
It's the Nick Harcourt Show at 88.5. We'll go out with this song. You can find the original version on the album Abandon All Hope of Fruition, wherever you find music. Thanks again.
Thanks for having us. Gin. Last one to leave, driving at 2 a.m. Empty passenger seat. You're not at the bar on a Friday night. I know where you are. Your home's a 5-mile drive. Darling, I know it's late. I'm sorry to wake you. I don't wanna argue. Oh, darling, this might be a mistake. Broken hearted, just wanna feel wanted, just wanna feel wanted. Just pretend.
just for tonight, just for tonight, just for tonight. Darling, I know it's late. I'm sorry to wake you. I don't wanna argue. Oh, darling, this might be a mistake. I'm not brokenhearted, I'm just being honest. Just wanna feel wanted. Just for tonight, just for tonight, just for tonight. Just wanna feel wanted, just for tonight, just for tonight.